Everybody, good morning. This will be fun. So you guys are probably wondering why they brought the rookie up here to talk about an important subject, giving. And it's a good question. Even though I am technically a salesman, it may not be my greatest attribute. So luckily we got another salesman coming up after me, so he can jump into that. But a lot of times I like to say that, and I mentioned this the other morning, but I'm more of the how person, and Chris is more of the wow person. So why bring the how guy up here to talk about this? I'm going to tell you how this ministry has affected me, and hopefully some of those things can bring to light and reinforce the reasons why you guys support this ministry, and hopefully we have a good time today. So I'll open us up in prayer, and then we can jump right in. Lord, thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this opportunity to share my thoughts with this great group of men. Just guide my words and open our hearts to what you have to say through me this morning. Amen. So I think I can move around, right?
Yes,
I don't need that. Okay. So I've been coming to Friday morning for, I think, almost 10 years now. And we've been sitting out there on the patio, kind of braving the elements. I think we've decided to move in now, but we've been out there. So I've met some great friends, had some great mentors, and even gained a colleague through it. So if you're thinking, I don't know if I've seen this guy in like 10 years, I'm going to blame it on our poor real estate out there, not the fact that I hardly ever get here at 7 o'clock. Because my boys sneaking out at 7 o'clock when they wake up it's a little tough. But I also chair the day of golf with Jeff. Like they said, War Eagle, by the way, Jeff. We got a big game tomorrow. So, anyways, I'm not here to talk directly about the day of golf. I'm here to tell you why. Why do I come, and why have I continued to show up on Friday mornings for the last 10 years? And it's actually an interesting question. If I were to come up to you and ask you that, what would you say? Maybe stop and think about it for a second. Is it fellowship? Is it to meet new guys? Is it to network? Is it the free bagels, donuts, the coffee? Which, pause for a second, by the way, where's Dave who does the coffee? I heard a stat the other day at lunch that I think I wanted to highlight. You guys probably knew this, but how long has Dave been serving coffee at Friday Morning Men's Fellowship? 30 years. 35. So I was being born when he started first serving coffee at Friday Morning Men's Fellowship, which I mean. It definitely deserves a round of applause. I mean, without the coffee, where would we be, right? But anyways, I know our mission is to equip men to be better leaders at home, at work, and in the community, which is a great mission. But when I stop and think about it and truly ask myself, what's the real reason why I come? If I'm truly honest, I don't come for myself. And in fact, I've actually brought my reason for why I come as my guest. And I'm going to try to keep it together, but I'm going to let her come and tell you from her perspective why this ministry is so important to her and our family, and then I'll get into meat of kind of the specifics of why I think it's so important. So Savannah, come on up and become the first female speaker at Friday Morning Men's Fellowship in 35 years.
Sweet. Thank you so much. I really feel very, very special. I'm getting the inside scoop so I can go tell all the wives what really goes on in here on Friday mornings. But thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it. And I got to tell you, I used to pride myself on the fact that I thought I was a great public speaker. But 3 kids later and almost 6 years of no full night's rest, I'm just going to read from my notes instead of do anything else, because it's hard enough for me to complete a full sentence in general, much less as the only woman in a room full of men. So I'm just going to read this. But truly, the main thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you so much for making the commitment to being here. Thank you for supporting Leadership Ministries with your time and with your resources. I'm sure that many of you have wondered at one point or another if the overall goal of Friday Morning Men's Fellowship is really being accomplished. I'm here today to tell you, yes, it is very much. Your choice to be here far outweighs the individual benefits. Outside of this room is a ripple effect that seeps into every other relationship in your life. And what you gain from your time here and how you implement it directly impacts your peers, your colleagues, your family, your children, and your wife. Brian has always had strong footing when it comes to his relationship with the Lord. It's one of the main reasons why I fell in love with him. We just celebrated our 8th wedding anniversary this week, but there's something that just a profound story and that happened while we were engaged that I really wanted to tell you about. Sorry, I got off track. There was some ridiculous family drama. Of course, it was on my side. Sadly, it always seems to be the case. It's always the woman's side that's got all the drama, right? But Satan really took this. It was so silly, but Satan really used it to just try and break me down. And I genuinely began to ask myself, why in the world would Brian want to marry you? Why are you special enough for him to want to put up with this now, much less forever, because forever is a very long time. As I expressed these thoughts and deep insecurities to him, he said something that I will never forget. Just as Christ has unconditional love for you, so do I. My love for you isn't based on a condition that your family is perfect or that you are perfect. I just love you, and there are no conditions on you receiving that. Men, I need you to hear me when I say this. Your wife needs to know that. She needs to know that from you, and I don't mean just hear it. I mean she needs to believe it at her core. Contrary to what some of you may be thinking, I am no Georgia Peach. Thought that'd be funnier. I am covered in flesh, selfishness, and I am well aware that sometimes I am not the easiest person to live with. Despite all of this, I know that my husband is for me. Friday Morning Men's Fellowship is providing a place where my husband can engage in critical fellowship and receive biblical encouragement that spurs him to being the kind of husband and father that he wants to be. It challenges him in such a way that I can genuinely rest in that promise that he made to me. He's going to love me unconditionally forever. And that is the ultimate testimony of how this ministry is accomplishing its mission. Don't ever underestimate the influence that you all have on one another. We are all products of the company that we keep. And I am forever grateful for the impressions that many of you have made on my husband. It really is an honor to be here this morning and extremely special to stand with Brian as he shares his personal testimony of how this ministry has impacted his life. I'm humbled to be his wife. And I'm eternally grateful for the part that you've played in the man that he is today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, babe. That was a great job, and that was the first time I really heard that, so it's going to make my part a lot harder. And Savannah, by the way, is all wow, as you can tell. She doesn't really care about the how, which is why we get along so well. But Anyways, and I could probably stand up here and do this entire talk on just her, but I would probably make it a few words, and that's about it. So I'm going to try to stay on point and stay unemotional about this and tell you why Friday morning is so important to me. So why do I come for Savannah, for my family? Why do we need this? We are strong, high-performing, confident men, and we have it all together, don't we? Well, I'm not going to lie. If it's your first time walking in here, you might actually agree with that. You'd probably walk around and say, wow, you know, what problems do these guys have, besides probably trying to figure out where they're going to play golf this afternoon, right? And I know it's sometimes difficult to imagine what real needs or problems are in this room, and it's even harder to know what problems are in the thousands of men that we come into contact with every day. But I will say, we all have problems. Everyone in this room has a problem. And although we may not have subsistence needs, there's an issue that is rampant in the men I see every day, including myself. And I would venture to say that it's a very common theme throughout this room. And that issue is our identity. We're confused, or we get confused. Our identity is caught up in four things. It just so happens that they all start with the letter P, which I'm a little proud that I snuck in some alliteration, because apparently that's like a public speaking thing, and I didn't know. So it's our performance, our production, our pride, and our peers. The problem with these metrics is that they all fluctuate or they're unstable. And when things fluctuate downward, so does our worth and value as men. The other problem is that we allow these things to actually shape who we are. We make decisions based on what others will think of us versus what God thinks of us. So why is this identity crisis so important? Why is it an actual crisis and not just a communication issue or a bad habit or a personality weakness? Why? Because it's the powerful potential danger it poses to the core of who we are and those around us. I think this is often overlooked due to the fact that it can hide inside of us while things are going well, while the market's going well, while life's going well. And for some of us, it may not even surface. I mean, because life just might not hit you very hard, which probably doesn't happen, but it could happen. But for most of us here, our performance is not always going to be going up. Our production is not always going to be high. Our pride is going to take a hit. And our peers may not be impressed with us. And when this happens, that's when our true identity is exposed. I heard a quote the other day by Warren Buffett that I liked, and I think it fits pretty well here. You never know who is swimming naked until the tide goes out. And the tide is going to go out. Like for me right now, this year, this month, even this actual week is probably the highest level of stress and anxiety I think I've had in my life. And it's not just one big stressful thing that I can point to right now. And yes, there's been some tough times in the past, but right now with three kids, a production-based job, school situations, house situations, family situations, it's all just kind of at a peak. And it's probably not the best time to add a speaking role, but I realized that that's exactly what God planned, and it's exactly what He wanted me to talk about. And I've realized that this particular identity crisis, this specific issue with men like us and all over the world, brings with it a very high level of stress and anxiety that can culminate and spiral out of control very quickly. When stress and anxiety get to this level, if your identity is not in Christ, you're in trouble, major trouble. If you don't believe me, let's just look at some facts. 70% of suicides in this country are men between the age of 25 and 55. This is the age where this identity crisis hits you the hardest. And by the way, I'm kind of a stat person, so if 70% are men, that really is only like 12% of the population. So do the math. It's a crazy stat. The recent financial crisis was linked to nearly 5,000 suicides. 5,000. There were men who literally were ending their life over the lost value of a certificate that represents a piece of a company that they either owned or advised someone else to own. Isn't that crazy when you really think about it? That's the four P's that I mentioned. They actually cause men to end their life and leave their family behind. It's pretty powerful potential, if you ask me. And I bet we've all heard a local story where things ended just as bad. We can't let this happen. We can't let it happen to ourselves. And even more importantly, we have to keep it from happening to the men we know. That's our calling. That's our mission. That's why we have this ministry. So how do we stop it? How do we kick this identity crisis? I started reading a book called The True Measure of a Man. Some of you may have already read it. There are a couple great points from the book on this exact issue. First, how do we change? Well, we have to truly recognize that we actually have a problem. So let me ask you. If you didn't have your car, or your house, or your club, or your title, would you feel like less of a person, less of a man? The answer to that question is probably yes, if you're really honest with yourself. And so we have to let go of that, that thought that our value comes from what we do. And here's the important part. We place it in who made us. The book also gives a pretty good example of this. Why does someone pay so much for a painting by Rembrandt? Is it because when you look at the painting, you think it's like this incredible work of art? You know, no, it's not. It's because of who made it. If another good artist painted that exact same picture, it wouldn't be close to the same value. And all of us here represent good paintings, good works of art. You know, we're good brokers, good analysts, good lawyers, good doctors. But our real value comes not by what we've accomplished, but in who made us. And once we realize that we will not be remembered for what we've achieved or how much money we've made, that's when we really acquire the ability to change in a fundamental way. And there are some men here I know who have realized this, and it's one reason why we have such great leaders in this ministry. The tough part is there's no way to hide from this issue, because we've actually built a culture for men that is almost solely based on this false identity. So the key is, how do we handle it? And how do we help others handle it? I know I struggle with this right now more than ever, and I know there are so many others out there today who are letting this issue affect their relationships with their wives, their kids, and their coworkers. And they need our help. I need your help. Our wives need your help. So how can we help? You can continue to support this ministry with your time, like Dave, 30 years of serving coffee, your talent, and yes, with what we're talking about today, our treasure. As you can see, we've got a really big goal. It's our biggest goal. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard, but I think with a lot of work and a lot of prayer, we can meet that goal and we can exceed it. So I'm going to leave you with a simple key, one simple solution that, or statement that I think is the key to finding your true identity as men. It's to give up your life and surrender it to Christ. It's our commitment to Him and the plans He has for us individually where we will discover who we are and what our lives are all about. I can't get out of here without saying some sort of Bible verse, or our founder would get probably pretty upset with me. So, and luckily there's a great verse that kind of hits home with this. So that's Galatians 2:20. It says, "I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." The tide's going to go out, men. It's going to go out. So don't get caught swimming naked. Let the promise of your Heavenly Father clothe you. Thanks for allowing us to share. And I'm going to let Mr. Wow come up here and close this thing.